Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's Wednesday the 6th of May, 2 days away. 2 days away from a milestone birthday for a chap called David Attenborough. You've heard of him, haven't you? He's 99 years of age. His birthday is on the 8th of May. Today is Wednesday, so it's Friday. So happy birthday in advance to David Attenborough, Sir David Frederick Attenborough. And we've got a special gift grub in his honour coming up for you right now.
As I approach my 100th year on this spinning orb of a planet, I am continuously amazed by the variety of species that inhabit our Earth. Some of the most unusual creatures I have seen exist in a land of rolling hills and ancient traditions. Ireland. Here in the wilds of Kerry, there lives a creature known as the Healy Ray.
I will take care of that for you now.
With its distinctive flat-capped head and strange call, it exerts a control over other species in its ecosystem through a bizarre series of reciprocated favours.
Take this.
You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
Thank you very much.
There now.
Good man.
The Healy Ray is notable for its ability to oppose and support an idea simultaneously, thereby confusing predator and constituents alike. As we move further east and inland, we meet a creature who has managed to survive against all odds. This is the Lowry. The Lowry is solitary and independent, but hugely resilient.
How are you?
It manages to fend off all kinds of threats to its territory, to which it gives its distinctive,
there we are,
two fingers.
There you are.
Here, as always, it sits on top of the pole, surveying its territory. As we move into urban areas, Ireland displays a panoply of colourful creatures. This is a grebe. It is thought to be the last of its species. Experts estimate that there used to be as many as 12 of them, but now there is only one. This one is called the Roderick.
Hello.
Hello, little one. Ireland is full of these exotic creatures, none more colourful than this one, the Shinner. As you can see, the Shinner is also green, but crucially, it can change colour at any moment.
I know.
Depending on which way the wind is blowing.
Maybe.
Sometimes the Shinner itself forgets which colour it is, leaving itself vulnerable to attack. All these creatures come together in a melting pot scientists call the Dawl. And although they spend most of their time in hibernation, they can travel to the Dawl as much as 3 times in 1 week, where they engage in their strange but timeless dance. Here, in this environment, the amazing thing is, although nothing ever seems to get done, these creatures still manage to survive. And indeed, thrive in Ireland.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.